An education consultant, Grant Bumo, has asked the West African Examinations Council to effectively diagnose capabilities of students and design appropriate questions for them. According to him, while some students are audio learners, others learn by interaction. It is therefore unfair to put all such students together to write a particular examination. Mr. Bumo was speaking to Radio Ghana in Accra at a training workshop for private teachers.
Everybody in Ghana is teaching to pass WAEC exams. But is that a purpose of education? Is it for us to get a certificate and cannot make use of it? Our school is not assessing people based on what they can do. They haven't got their fair share in the exams. There are some of the children who are graphical or visual learners. They go into the exam, there is no any visual aid to help them access the exam. Others are audio learners. They learn by hearing. Others are kinesthetic learners. They learn by interaction, by feeling their environment. Before they measure the rectangle, they want you to literally give them a ruler so that they can measure it, feel it before they calculate it. But our system of education lacks those tools. And my point is, even the syllables, does everybody need the content in the syllables? For example, in mathematics, somebody's going to do fashion show or be a fashion designer. What does he need Archimedes theory, Pythagoras theory to do? Why don't we begin to come up with something that is adapted to our situation? We differentiate the exams to make sure that, look, those who want to go into medicine will automatically want to do the higher. They have the flair for it. So what is the effect? Cheating? Rampant? Over classes? Because they have to pass. Parents have to do anything. They say, boys are bread, but parents is soon. Boys are bread, girls are bread, but parents is soon. Because their children are not going anywhere.
An education consultant, Grant Bumo.